we'll get to spend the next bit of time just talking about this whole issue of connecting with Jesus Christ. And I would guess in a group like this that some of you have been doing this for years, and some of you, this is a new habit, a new thought. And I just want to say, I think it's the greatest thought we can have. It's the greatest thing. If I could share with you anything other than having an initial relationship with God through Jesus Christ, it would be this idea of connecting with Him day by day. So it's my privilege to do that. I want to recommend this book to you, a fellow named Bob Van Zanti, who shared it with me. It's called Feeding Your Soul by Jim Clemens. And I think it's a tool for very practical, motivational ideas about having a quiet time. Good as it gets. And so I think also if you're trying to help other men get started in this habit, this is a good little tool. It knows no racial, cultural, socio-economic boundaries. God gives you the gift of time and makes you trustee of your allotment. There's a convicting thought. As I think about all the things I've invested in my life, kind of the good, the bad, and the ugly, some of it's fairly convicting. Dead set on getting a Harley Davidson motorcycle. So I'd read the classifieds every day, and one day I found a Harley Davidson motorcycle for $50. Well, this is great. So I called him up, went out there, and sure enough, it wasn't framed, and the rest of it was in a box, bits and pieces. And so my parents said, you don't want to. I said, oh yeah, I will put this together. You know how that goes. We went back and forth, and I talked to him. So here we go. And I had these boxes of Harley-Davidson motorcycle engine and this frame. You know, here it sits in our garage. And about once a month, I'd go out there and kind of rearrange the parts in the box, put the frame around. And college, someone way mysteriously disappeared. I think my parents put it in its graveyard. What a poor investment, you know. And really, that's a rather minor thing in some ways, but if we look at our lives day by day, those 24 hours roll by, and we think of the things we give our thoughts to, and the things we give our emotions to, and the things that we give our energy to, and we look back and evaluate that a day or a week or a month or a year, I dare say most of us would feel that those were not. But the whole idea is the most significant investment that we can make with our lives. Now, I've asked Philip, a friend of mine, who's come up out of Navigators, and he's out of Texas, started the Navigators Leading Ministry. Just come up and share a few minutes of what meeting with the Lord has meant to him.
Thanks, Mark. It's a privilege for me to be able to through meeting with him on a daily basis. It seems like over the last 2 years, the Lord has really taken my intimacy level on a daily basis to a new level. I want to share two blessings today. Daily time with the Lord. I feel like God's blessing in two areas. And then an attitude in the heart that God has changed as I things that are key to my first time with the Lord. first blessing I feel that God has blessed me with is just a greater gift. You know, I didn't know what intimacy with the Lord was like. Just several years ago, I feel like each time I come to the Lord, I feel like I'm really experiencing the personal aspect of the relationship with Christ. It's no longer mundane time with the Lord. It's a true time of experience. To the Lord begrudgingly. I thought, they say if you want to grow, you need to spend time with the Lord. So, Lord, I'm going to do this today whether it kills me or not. And, you know, over time, God started showing me this isn't a time to come begrudgingly, but it's a time to come because it's a privilege I give you. And so as I started seeing that each day as I would set an appointment with the Lord, it was a privilege for me to come and meet my Savior face to face. It was a privilege for me to go to God's Word, and it was a privilege for me to be able to have intimate prayer time with Him. And so I think the attitude of the heart for me had to change before I could truly seek intimacy at a different level. And finally, just some keys for me. You know, everybody has different methods. The thing about time with the Lord, I think Mark will probably touch on this a little bit, is that everybody's different. But for me, three keys to really setting aside a quality time was doing it first thing in the morning. Because if I didn't set aside my first hour to hour and a half of the day, then it wasn't going to happen. Or if it did, I was always stressed with the things that were on my mind. But it was time for me to come, clear my mind first thing, and to really get focused. And one of the things I like to compare it to is my wife and I, over the last several months, have really made an effort to eat breakfast together. That may sound really simple, but up until the last 8 or 9 months, 6 months, somewhere in there, we'd never eaten breakfast together. But just that simple time of sharing over 20, 30 minutes of breakfast really helped us through the day. It helped us communicate better. We got some prayer time in the morning. We got some time in the Word alone together. And it's amazing how our communication improved during the day. And so I like to relate that to my time alone with the Lord. If I would spend the first moments of my morning with God, it allows me to focus on Him throughout the day. It improves my communication. Usually I'm in a spirit of prayer throughout the day rather than just focusing 30 minutes to an hour every day. And another simple thing for me is coffee. I find, and that sounds kind of cornball, but I find that having a cup of coffee allows me to focus and to concentrate. And to have that, there's just something about that cup of coffee that really says, man, this is the life. You know, coffee and God. Not in that order. God and coffee. But, you know, that may sound really funny, and I think about it, and it is. But, yeah, that's right. But it really allows me to focus on what God wants for me that morning. And finally, is just learning more about meditation and prayer time. You know, before it was all spending time in God's Word, and I don't want to discount that because God's Word is wonderful and it's to be treasured. But until I really started understanding what meditation on God's Word was and really having a spirit of prayer and intimate prayer during quiet times, I was missing out. So appreciate Mark giving me the opportunity just to share what God's done in my devotional life, and look forward to seeing what He has for us this morning.
I've liked for quite some time, 1 Timothy 4:7 to 8. It says, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness. For bodily discipline is of little profit, but godliness is profitable for all things in this life and in the age to come. And again, there's many things we can discipline ourselves toward and to do. But this habit, this relationship is profitable now and into eternity. I mean, what else can we do? And there are a few things, but that is profitable both now and in the age to come. Psalm 119:102 has been a great encouragement to me. The psalmist says, I have not turned aside from thine ordinances, for thou thyself hast taught me. And you and I have friends who have turned aside from the Lord. And I wonder, Lord, you know, how can I continue to walk with you? And the psalmist says, he had not turned aside. And I picture a man walking down a path, and off that path are many side roads that he watches others and even some of his friends take. But he says, I continue on this path, he says, because you yourself have taught me. And the psalmist says it's not just what he had heard from others, from their relationship with God, from a pastor or a teacher, that keeps him going. Come on in. Psalm 119:102. There's a couple of seats here. I think there's a few scattered in there. If you, or you can bear up under that hard floor back there. Well, here's three seats up here if anybody brave enough to come up. So Psalm 119, I'm just going to press ahead here. Psalm 119, 102. And again, the idea that as God teaches us truths, and you've experienced this if you've been at this a while, where you'll go and God will really communicate something to you from the Bible, and that sticks year after year. Because God Himself has communicated those things to you. And so this whole idea, I think, is an idea of meeting with the Lord with daily, dogged, disciplined, devotional times. Daily, dogged, disciplined, devotional times. And we're going to talk about three things, basically. We're going to look at some patterns in the Bible. We'll look at some principles of meeting with the Lord, and we'll share together, hopefully, some collective wisdom on things that have helped you in your walk with the Lord. And then we'll look at a couple of simple practices. And so for the patterns, what I'd like for us to do is to look at some of the men of God. And this is your first question on your handout. I'll put this up on the overhead. And I'd like for us in just a second to break into groups of about three or four. Just kind of gather your chairs around. It'll be a little ugly doing that, but that'll work. And just discuss these verses. And as you look through and read through them, what principles or practices or patterns can you see that these men from the Bible had in, as they developed their relationship with the Lord? And before we do that, let me pray. Father, we do commit our time to you and ask that you would do with us what you want. We're here for you. Bottom line, we're here for you. And Lord, we love you. We would like to love you better. And we want to connect. And we want to be men whose lives are shaped by you. I think how it was said of the early disciples that they were recognized as having been with Jesus. I think how Paul wrote, thanks be to God who always leads us in His triumph and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place. And Lord, that's our desire. We just want to be close to you, to rub shoulders with you, and to let you then overflow through us to the lives of our friends and our family and others we desire to see come to know you. So Lord, I pray as we spend these minutes together that you would impress on each one of us the particular thought or verse or comment that would be helpful to us in the days and the weeks ahead. Help us, like Lauren shared with us last night, to hear our way through the clutter to your voice and to discern that and apply it. And I ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. So if you could just take a couple of minutes. We'll do this for really only about 5 minutes or so. It's just to kind of stimulate our thinking. And I don't know, I'm sure you guys in the back can't see that, but you may have to stand up. If you could just kind of gather up in a circle of three or four and do it pretty quickly if you could. Just read through here and just anything that strikes you, just throw it out like popcorn.